praying for the future for that day when you throw me out with nothing but a fan to comb.
When you go, you're taking a ski, a slipper, and half a toaster?
Yes, indeed. Don't you think that I read the papers or watch the TV? Listen, when I leave, I'm suing you for half of everything you own. It's called community property, baby. It's called the Marvin syndrome.
Well, I get half of everything you own, too, you know.
Oh, so big deal.
Half of your Billy Barty poster?
Well, if you just take the top half, I still have a poster.
And I want half of your three bags of sand.
Oh, no, now it's alimony. Please, don't throw me out. I'll do anything you want.
Okay, fine.
All right.
Hey, look, Mark, why were you worried that I was going to ask you to leave? Did I say something or do something?
Well, I've been reading the statistics. I looked at the figures on divorce. And the odds are against any couple staying together forever.
Yeah, I know. I think that's kind of sad. It's probably because when people first get together, they're just crazy about each other. And then as time wears on, the excitement kind of wears off.
Well, I'm still crazy about you.
And I'm still crazy about you, too.
Oh, good. Then we have nothing to fear but sanity itself.
You've got nothing to worry about.
Mindy, promise me that things will always stay exciting for us.
Oh, Mark, I can't, because they won't. But I like to think of it as getting comfortable, not getting humdrum.
You know, what a coincidence. I used to play humdrum in my school band.
I bet you did. I bet you were great on the national anthem.
Well, the organ anthem has no music. It's just 3 minutes of sucking through your teeth.
Yeah, well, you can't dance to ours either. Hey, Liz, do you want to meet me for lunch? To this afternoon?
Well, no, you see, Mr. Bickley invited me down to the mall to this new Italian restaurant called Della Contessa.
I think that's delicatessen.
Doesn't sound very Italian to me.
It's owned by my girlfriend Jeannie and her brother. Bickley took me there to lunch last week, and would you believe he stuck me with lunch?
Hope you didn't have shish kebab.
Well, I gotta go to class. Hey, Mark, I'll tell you what. I'll do my part to keep this relationship exciting. Tonight, I will make us a romantic little Italian dinner for two.
Well, I'll do my part and try and keep the relationship exciting, and tonight I'll put a bomb in your cannoli.
Snippy. Inconsiderate. Ungrateful chowderhead.
Big-headed, overbearing, ungrateful. Pea brain.
We shouldn't have moved out here.
What do you mean? We would have had the same argument in New York.
Oh, yeah? Well, there I could have given you a little pop. Here, I get arrested for violating your space.
Primo, remind me when I become a doctor to open up your skull and see what makes you thick.
Yeah, I'd like the bacon, lettuce, and tomato with coleslaw and a cup of coffee, please.
One BLT, one slaw, one Java. Hi, how may I help you?
May I ask you a question?
Oh, I'm sorry. Everything's good.
Well, it's not the question. Do all waitresses and cooks fight like you two?
Only when the waitress has a brother with all the class of a gong show reject. To eat?
Well, like a squealer and a honky, no goyim, and a side of Joan d'Arc's.
What?
Well, it's a ham on white, no mayonnaise, with lots of French fries.
Number three.
Excuse me, what are you fighting about?
Okay, look. Rima was the last one out last night, and he forgot to lock up this place. You know, it's like he wants us to get robbed, so we'll have to close it and move back to the Bronx.
You live with the Denver Broncos?
Mark.
Pick my main grump, what's happening?
Hey, Mr. Bickley, what'll it be today?
I think I'll have the fried chicken and a bowl of chili, all to go.
Okay. I'll get it. Chirp and a burp, hot shot, fire one!
Okay.
thanks, Biggie, for inviting me out to lunch.
Yeah, I'm a prince.
You know, that seems like that waitress knows you.
Jeannie? She should. I brought a new customer in here every day for lunch since they opened.
I hate to tell you, they're having a terrible fight.
Oh, yeah? Great. I love floor shows.
That would be great. I thought it's bad when you have a fight with someone you care about.
Nah, it's a great way to keep a relationship fresh and exciting.
Exciting. Mindy and I never had a fight.
Really? My wife and I used to fight like cats and dogs. She'd throw a plate at me, and I'd call her mother filthy names. And she'd slam my lips in a drawer. Boy, those were the days.
Okay, number three here, and a chirp and burp.
Vic, you think Mindy and I can keep our relationship exciting the way you and your wife did?
Sure. Best thing two young kids could do is have a real rousing knockdown, drag-out fight. Since you live upstairs from me, make it a quiet one.
You were, too.
I was not the last one out last night. You were.
I was not.
You were. You were. Remember, you left one of your stupid medical books in the kitchen? You came back to get it?
What do you mean my medical books are stupid? You should talk with all the dumb muscle magazines you read.
Those aren't dumb muscle magazines. Those are physical fitness manuals.
Muscle.
Push me, because I'll do what you hate.
Oh, Remo, go flex yourself.
Okay, that's it. Fingernails in the blackboard.
Oh,
I don't know why I'm sending you through medical school. I mean, how are you gonna look at a lung if you can't look at a blackboard?
Lungs don't squeak.
Ow!
What happened?
Oh, I could cut my finger in that dumb cheese grater.
Oh, come on, you big baby. It's just a scratch.
What do you mean a scratch? That's a gash.
Gashes almost always bleed.
Give it a minute.
Remo, look. Sit down here. You know, you gotta be more careful with that thing.
Yeah, I know. I just get in a hurry sometimes, you know?
All right, well, take it easy. Look, you sit here, have a soda, and I'll finish up with this stuff. Okay?
Hey, come here. Thanks. Short stuff.
Anytime.
Ow!
You're staring at me.
Yup.
You got some sort of problem, buddy?
Yes.
What's your name?
Mark.
Run that by me one more time.
Hey, you said Mark already.
Mark already? You Italian?
Astral Hatchling.
New York, the east side.
New York, dark side.
Hey!
Nanu.
Yeah, Nanu. Well, it's nice to know you.
Hey, it's nice to be known. Can I ask you something personal?
How personal is it?
Well, it's about your sister.
Forget it. She's a med student. She'd only be interested in your pancreas.
What I'd like to know is you two are fighting real hard, and then all of a sudden you stopped. Why?
Oh, I cut my finger, and she's a sucker for blood.
Oh, a vampire, eh? Not your type. Oh. Will you keep on fighting?
Well, we're gonna have fights, but it's a way to get rid of pent-up frustrations.
Oh, so these fights can be valuable.
Sure, you argue, and then you kiss, and you make up.
Whoa. That sounds great. Who knows if you have a real big fight?
Sit down and I'll set it up. There's a little extra spaghetti sauce on the table if you want some more. And I'll just get the garlic rolls and we'll be all set.
You expect me to eat this slop?
What is going on?
Well, you're talking about more of the same, deja slop.
What are you doing?
I'm putting your bones in orbit. That's
what
I'm doing. I'm tired of eating food that even the airlines have turned down. I've seen cockroaches go, no way!
I thought you liked my cooking.
You had a thought? I didn't think there was anything under that little Barbie doll hairdo of yours. Whoa, look, echo, echo, echo. Why don't you just shave it all off and get yourself a mohawk? That way it draws attention away from your nose.
My nose.
Are you kidding? It's Shiksa City. And your feet, whoa. Where'd you get your shoes? Barnum and Bailey? What's that wonderful fragrance? Oh, no, Old Spice. Ship ahoy, ship ahoy. Oh, no, maybe it's Indian leather. We like to make a fragrance from the cow that has been dead for 4 days and lying in the sun. Don't whimper. Makes you look like a little Pekingese with asthma. And it makes your eyes look even closer together than they are. Okay, it's your turn.
Oh, Mark, I just can't believe it.
Boy, this is gonna be great. Min, 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 min. That was the best fight I've ever seen. Was it good for you too? Come on now, it's time to kiss and make up.
Kiss and make up? I wouldn't kiss you if you were the only alien on Earth.
I think I am.
Well, there's your proof.
Oh.
So you don't like my cooking, huh?
Well, you...
Well, if you don't like it, why don't you get off your face and cook something for yourself?
Yeah.
You don't know that it's not that easy to be living with a monster from outer space. I mean, most guys just leave the cap off the toothpaste, right? You eat it.
Okay, fight's over King's X.
Fight's over my foot. So you don't like my hairstyle, huh? Well, Mr. Taste, where'd you get these rags? Fire sale at Disney World?
She didn't mean it. She didn't mean it.
Oh, and by the way, since we're into honesty, I'd like to inform you that your normal voice sounds like Truman Capote on helium. Hello, I'm Mark from Ark. Nanu, nanu. But you can just call me Space Turkey.
See, I'm cutting myself. Look, look. No blood. There will be blood, blood, blood. Bleed,
Mark,
bleed.
That's such a shame. We'll have to have that taken care of. I'll call the veterinarian.
Mindy, I think I've made a mistake.
You made the mistake.
Yeah.
I made the mistake. I should have listened to my father. I never should have let you move in here in the first place. If he told me once, he told me a million times. Mindy, stick to your own species.
Well, Mindy, I guess I'll just go up to bed.
Go up to bed, my foot. There is an egg leaving in 10 minutes. Be in it.
Mindy, my lips aren't that long.
Hey, we're closed.
Gotta help me, please. It's a matter of life and death.
Look, was there an accident? If anyone's hurt, I hope it's below the knee, because that's all I've studied so far.
Well, there's no accident, but two people really got hurt.
Look, sit down. Just tell us what happened.
Please.
Here.
Well, you know, I live with a very beautiful, wonderful girl named Mindy.
Oh, I know Mindy. You must be Moore.
Oh, yeah. And she's fantastic for me. And we've never had a fight before. And today I saw you two having a fight, and you said after the fight you kiss and make up, and that sounded terrific. So I went home and I tried it, but things didn't work out the way they should. So she got mad, and she threw me out of the house, and you can't kiss and make up through a little tiny lock unless you have...
Wait a minute. You mean you started a fight with her, but you weren't mad at it?
She's supposed to be mad? No, but when you described it, it sounded like a wonderful game. I think I've ruined a very wonderful thing, and maybe you can go talk to her and negotiate. And you're like, you'll be Kissinger, I'll be Sadat, she'll be Begin.
Look, don't worry about it. Let me go and try and talk to Mindy and see if I can explain things to her. And why don't you talk to our friend here about apologies?
Hey, it occurs to me that we haven't been formally introduced. My name is Remo Da Vinci.
Oh, Leonardo's boy.
Yeah, Leo's my pop. Look, Mark, when you like try and imitate me, you know, you gotta understand something.
You.
I'm a complex type of guy. I operate on a whole bunch of different levels.
Well, kind of like a surgeon in an elevator.
See, when my sister and I yell at each other, we're not really mad. And sometimes when people fight, you know, they go too far like you did. And then there's got to be an apology, you know? And so we got to make one up for you.
Well, how do you do that?
Well, there are a couple of different ways you go in this apology thing. Oh, I don't know. You could, you could get us some flowers, or maybe you could send us some candy.
Well, that'd be all right.
It's no good. It's, all the stores are closed by now.
There must be some other way.
Well, the best way is to, I don't know, just to get a really big apology, you know? You're gonna have to swallow your pride. You take a deep breath. And you say, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Look, just say you're sorry like in your normal way.
Oh,
you
know,
go ahead.
Okay. Oh, Minnie, I'm sorry. I'm snake spit. I'm nothing. I'm low. Oh,
all right, I forgive you.
Oh, then we can kiss and make up.
No, don't kiss me.
Mindy, I got to apologize because the fight you had with Mork was all my fault. Actually, it was Remo's and my fault. Actually, it was all Remo's fault.
Come on, Jeannie, how do you figure that?
Remo convinced Mork that fighting was the best way to work out problems. Mork wasn't even angry.
He wasn't?
You know, all Mork said to me is that he wanted to keep things exciting between you two. That's it.
Mork said that?
That's what he said.
Oh, brother. I should have known. I mean, Mork really isn't capable of losing his temper.
I don't know Mork that well, but right now he's out there somewhere trying to figure out how to apologize.
Minnie and I had our first fight.
Congratulations.
No, it was horrible. We did the things like you said, but I called her awful stuff, then she called me terrible stuff, then she locked me out of the house.
Sounds like a reasonable first fight to me. Has a good beat, easy to yell to, I give it a 7.
But I need your help, Vic. See, you know more about fighting than anyone I know. How did you and your wife get to kiss and make up?
We never did.
Isn't that the way you're supposed to end an argument?
It is, but ours never ended. It started the day we got married and went on for 15 solid years without a let up.
Oh, then what happened?
One day she threw me out of the house, locked the door, and I never saw her again.
Maybe you can help me write an apology of some sort.
Apologize? That's the worst thing you can do. It's like admitting you were wrong.
But I was wrong.
Well, all the more reason to lie.
All right, let me write that down.
Look, it depends on the situation. Well, once I missed our anniversary dinner, I told my wife, I forgot. But in a really tough spot, I always rely on natural disasters. Late for a meeting, freak thunderstorm. Don't want to go to your mother-in-law's house, avalanche.
If those things don't work, can I still borrow a card? Maybe that'll help, too.
All right. If you think it'll do you any good, I think I've got a... Here's an apology card for you.
Oh, thanks, Vic.
I bet I know who that is.
I bet I do, too. Now, Mindy, you give this guy a chance to apologize because it's the only thing that's going to make him feel any better about this. It's okay?
It's okay.
It's all right?
It's all right.
Okay, open the door. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Where am I? Where am I? What have I done? Who am I?
Mork.
Thank you.
Who are you? Mindy. That's who you are, Mindy.
And you wouldn't believe this, Mindy. I've had amnesia for the last 24 hours. And I hope I haven't said anything or done anything real stupid.
You've had what?
Oh, no, it's catching. You poor little thing.
Mork. Oh. I don't have amnesia, and you don't have amnesia.
Well, not now. It's a miracle! It's a miracle! I'm free! You saved me! You touched me, and I'm born again!
I'm not buying it.
You're not buying it?
No.
All right, the reason I said all those awful things was... Well, it was a tidal wave! Picked me up, just grabbed me. Picked me up, I was in the middle of this great big wave, 80 feet tall.
And I was surfing it, you know, it's really mellow. Because I caught the wave.
There I was about to be tubed, you know, and I said, wow, you know, I'm there, and I'm going down the side of this huge wave, and I said, wow, Denver or bust, you know, it's going to be incredible.
That's amazing, Mork, because the nearest ocean is over 1,000 miles away.
1,000 miles away, long way.
Well, the real reason I said those things is, you know, it's a full moon, and look what happened, you see, already it's taking effect. And I'm aware, Mork, I hate to tell you that, Minnie.
I believe this one, Mork. Tidal waves, full moons, and you're aware, Mork.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You believe it? Oh, then let's kiss and make up.
Mork. Come on. Now, I thought our friendship was built on honesty. Don't you feel bad for making up these stupid stories?
Yeah, I guess I should buy a house in San Clemente.
Mark, if you're trying to apologize to me, why don't you just say what you feel in your heart? And if you do, I just might accept. And maybe we can kiss and make up.
Really? Because I've got a lot of ways to apologize.
There are. Oh.
It's my bag, you know. I got you these chocolate kisses.
Oh.
Be careful, though. They leave little brown hickeys.
That's all right, Mark. I accept your apology.
Wait, I'm not finished yet. I still have some more ways to apologize. And here's a little card that Mr. Bickley wrote me.
Hearing you a sickly sailor made my timber shiver. Hope you're getting over cirrhosis of the liver.
Mark, that isn't an apology card.
And well, and I saved the best for last. I really misunderstood about fighting. And I didn't know those things I was saying would be so awful. And I never meant them. And I'll never ever say them again as long as I'm here. Will you forgive me?
I forgive you, Mark. Now, have we gone through all the possible apologies?
Well, the four possible ways to apologize on Earth. But then, there are the 83 orca methods to apologize.
Mark, I forgive you.
Oh, no, no. I have to suck my teeth for 10 courses of the Orca National Anthem. Then I have to beat myself with a canary. I'm going to Las Vegas. I'll pretend my right arm is longer than my left.
Mark, I forgive you.
Oh, then we have to go.
Don't press your luck.
Come in, Orson. Mork calling Orson. Come in, Orson. Mork calling Orson. Come in, Orson. You great cosmic pachyderm.
I'm glad you called, Mork. The committee would like you to study something on Earth called the nuclear family.
Oh, so are those ones who have all the bombs?
No, I'm talking about a mother, a father, a sister, and a brother.
Well, sir, I'm halfway there. I met a sister and a brother, and they own a food factory called a delicatessen.
What do they manufacture?
Oh, a wonderful thing called sandwiches, sir. I'm sending you today's special on the express egg. It's a pastrami on rye with mayo.
Thank you, Mark.
Sir.
Now, what happened with this family you met?
Well, sir, I understand why you call them nuclear, because as soon as I met them, they blew up.
It must have been exceedingly messy.
Oh, it was, sir. It caused a chain reaction, and then Mindy and I had a fight.
Did you explode?
No, sir, but both of us got hurt. See, what happened is, sir, I pretended to be mad, but then she really got mad.
Did she knock the stuffing out of you?
No, sir, because you see, it wasn't a physical fight. See, here on Earth, sometimes people can throw words instead of punches, and it can be much more painful. That's why it's much easier for a broken arm to mend than it is for a broken heart. This is Mork signing off until next week, sir. Nanu! Nanu!